Israeli law enforcement, white trash homosexual geeks. They legalized Mr. Nice Guy, toxic biopoison cannabis. I smoked that shit like once or twice. I didn't want to, believe me. Believe me, I have taste in consumer goods, but I was just so messed up. My mind was in a twist from dealing with these idiots in Israel that, whatever you want to call them. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but I think they're part of like some sort of weird group. So they legalized like really nasty, disgusting, utterly the most disgusting types of consumer products while banning cannabis. So yeah, I did have a bit of a quote unquote drug problem. I had a bit of it was a toxic drug is what it was. It wasn't a like medicine or good cannabis. And these idiots, they made their fate. You know, they made their bed with Satan, selling that stuff and outlawing cannabis. Israel can get fucked for all I care. And their law enforcement, you know, there's those big bald, whatever, like bushy-eyed commies in Israel. It's like something out of that book. I think it was 1984, those bushy-eyed beetles running around. They're big, don't get me wrong. I've seen some big-ass Israeli guys. But they don't know American-style marketing. They're like fucking up. They're like millenniums behind the times, okay? You know, if you grow up in America and try to move to Israel, if you grow up in America and you study advertising and try to move to Israel, like forget about it. You're not going to relate to anybody there because those guys, you know, first of all, they don't even have any English-speaking bookstores. They're just not hip to it. They needed to hire like American PR strategists even to like have a state, you know, and they're like crawling over broken glass to have like Albert Einstein as their president. And they won't invest in cost-effective weaponry, but they will promote Leonardo DiCaprio investing in like fucking eco-friendly bio beef, whatever it is, synthetic meat or organic, humane, free-range fed cattle in Israel, because they're cattle. Those fucking goyim, those Israeli goyim, they are cattle. They're sheeple. Israel Jews are just cattle. They're all cattle, just sheep and cattle. You know, go to town on them. Yeah, if you're a canine, whatever. I don't like to like, whatever. You know, maybe you get the point. You know, Jews, Gentiles, goyim, cattle, this, that. You know, it's kind of a dangerous blanket statement. And you know, whatever. That's part of like race, religion, politics, and you know. Nobody's completely innocent of like cracking a joke here or there because it's America. We're a melting pot nation, but I don't want to melt in the pot. You know, I want to be above that little crab's pot of America where everybody's, you know, clawing at you. So where was I? Let me think here. So yeah, I'm neutral. I'm trying to be totally neutral because economics is neutral. You know, I don't think the Bible had infallible wisdom. You know, I think there's a little more to the story, you know, like including Caesar and like to the victor go the spoils, you know, like I do my best. You know, those Romans came into Israel and they like fucking wiped that mediocre edifice of worship, the temple out and carried off that menorah. And you know what? Good job, Titus. I think I might be with you, actually. I used to think the historian Josephus was like a big time traitor and a clown for like giving up, like throwing down his arms and just like chronicling like the victors and trying to give like accurate historical perspective. I was like, man, Josephus was a pussy. He should have like died for the cause of like mediocre architecture, you know, like hiding out in the caves. But I've had a change of heart, you know, hopefully not literally change, because this is heart attack serious stuff, like, you know, fighting over these, you know, economics. And they got that menorah. And you know, I used to think like, man, I want to be like an activist for Judaism. Like, let's sue the Vatican and get that fucking piece of Hazari back. But, you know, I'm ready to let it go. You know, like a giant tacky, like menorah made out of like gold. Yeah, you know, I'd rather smoke some weed and like kick it with like, if I can find, you know, if there's, well, maybe there's a few decent females on Earth. But females in law enforcement, hot stuff. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to exaggerate. Some are pretty ugly too, but you catch the drift. I don't hate all women. I think I'm human. I'm canine at least. whatever. Let me think here. Hold on. Martial arts influences? A lot of them. Tim Larkin was one of them. I took the TFT course in Vegas, and like one throat strike and you're a dead turkey. You know, somebody almost died in the training there in Vegas. And you know, that kind of liability for, you know, teaching martial arts, you know, it's whatever. It is what it is. It's economics. You know, when I saw those videos that he made, it's like ex-Navy SEAL, like bucks the trend and like goes into private business teaching like the real deal, like lethal stuff. I was like, hell yeah, I can spend like $500. Give me, I'll spend $1,500. I'll spend. Give me all these things. I want to watch those guys and or learn from them, whatever. Yeah, so that's just one. I have a lot. I've tried to study as many as I can. But the thing is, it's like grand strategy, you know? You know, there's like macro and micro, right? Like, you know, grand strategy for accomplishing your goals in life. And so, you know, not everyone can do it. Not everyone has time. You know, my family had a little bit of money. My dad was a tenured professor, so I've had access to all the books I need and most of the time I've needed. But the United States is $21 trillion in debt. So, you know, if you see somebody that's like homeless, don't automatically think they're a bum. You know, they might have just not like sold their soul to like fiat currency and the politics, you know, benefiting from human trafficking and blood money, like, you know, Hearst Communications, those geeks, those white trash homosexual geeks, you know, printing all their stuff. They run like entire false flag websites and newspapers. It's like absurdist stuff. I don't even want to get into it, but I trust me, I've run into like 15 or 20, like, you know, media outlets run by those guys, you know, who offer like, you know, paid advertising promotions for like cannabis. Wow. I can pay you to like expose you and legalize cannabis. How does that work? I don't think they're going to answer advertising inquiries. Yeah, speaking of advertising inquiries, you know, it's a real mind fuck when you have like a good product to market and nobody will like email you back even about paid advertising. Like, what the hell is going through their mind? I think what they're thinking is like, shit, we got to like find a way to like fuck this guy over and like take over his company, you know, because like competitive intelligence on the American landscape is like crazy shit in the tech world. Like, I used to read stories, you know, like, back when, like, Fucked Company was online, you know, Fucked Companies, like, Axon. There used to be a website called Fucked Company that I'd read in, like, I don't know, it's like, 2002 when I got started in, like software marketing and this sort of stuff. And they were telling about, like, some guy who was in the tech world. I can't remember what field he was in, but he had to, like, literally, like, hide his, like, body heat tracer pattern under, like a warm car. You had to like crawl under there because like it's absurd what's going on. You know, like helicopters, you know, Leonardo da Vinci created the helicopter. This is heavy, you know, it's unreal. Helicopter pilots flying through like ice storms in Alaska. It's all, you know, it's truth is stranger than fiction, reality. And yeah, you could probably make helicopter blades out of hemp thermoplastics, all this stuff. But these guys wanna you know, outlaw it, monopolize the market and burn down the environment and then print fake news and say, we're looking for environmentally friendly solutions. We want to help the homeless. We want to make the environment better. Send your story. No, they don't respond to even one real news story because they're all bought, sold, and paid for by the timber pulp industry. Tabloids, headlines, aliens land on Earth. Maybe some of that stuff's probably true. People buy that stuff in those supermarkets. Omnicore goes pro cannabis and pro hemp. Truth is stranger than fiction. Print that one if you can. If you can find a company that would even print something like that on paper made from trees from destroying the environment and bankrupting the U.S. economy and sending it into a projected $500 trillion in debt, and killing U.S. soldiers, you know, fighting wars for demographic feminism. I want to run around the Middle East like a trained attack puppy and, like, hunt, like, Soleimani, You know, because we have to bring like LGBTQ to the streets of Tehran, militantly. You know, I'm pussy. Well, I'm not pussy whipped. Okay, I let's just say I'm neutral. Okay, like it's like a take it or leave it thing. But like fighting a war to bring like feminism to another country. It's not on like my bucket list. I don't think anybody in America can handle hard boiled humor. If I tried, I wanted to get into stand-up. Actually, it was one of my other things when, like, you know, people weren't, like, giving me any credit for my work in advertising. I was like, shit, I'll be a comedian. But no, they won't, you know, I wouldn't even get, like, five words out on a stage before they, like called it in. You know, like thought crimes. whatever. No, comedy shows are, you know, most of them are pretty lame. I'm not a huge Sarah Silverman fan. I'm kind of like the anti-Silverman. You know, I'm not sure Tengri is so pleased with her spiel. Is she part Mongolian? I don't know. I heard it somewhere, but I don't like that type of stuff. You know, it's some of it's funny. Actually, some of her stuff is actually pretty good. I'll give her a little, like one rack tipa of like respect and comedy, but not that much. Like I like Dimitri Martin. That dude is hella funny. He had some really good stuff. I love comedy. George Carlin, outstanding. Dave Chappelle, yeah. Yeah, so I'm not going to give up my secrets about, you know, beating clamptowns on free speech. But I've read books on comedy. You know, there's a big yellow book that I read. I'm not going to give you the name of that either. It was written by a Jew. There are one or two funny Jews out there who understand like humor. And I heard females like humor, but maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe the humor has to be like pro-feminist humor. My humor is not exactly pro-feminist. I'm sorry. I know it's a major turnoff to like audiences throughout the USA. They have their hopes up for like the next LGBTQ superstar. He's going to make a like great comedy skit about how like not wanting AIDS is like criminal. Joe Rogan's next. I don't think he's funny. I'm sorry. I don't think Joe Rogan's funny. He has a good spin kick, but you know, he'd have to like kick me and force me to laugh at his fucking weak ass shit. Who else? Also non-return of paid advertising promotions. He's on board with Elon Musk and the Neuralink crowd. You got to tell everybody Elon Musk is a 400-pound gorilla and you're just a little chimpanzee. That was the order that came down to that guy, and he was like, okay, I'm all on board. Elon Musk is so smart that he's a 400-pound gorilla and I'm just a little chimpanzee. Let me promote your Neuralink because I need Wi-Fi in my skull. You know, whatever. I don't give a fuck about that guy. Let me see, who else? Or his Lloyd, or his personal Lloyd, who's probably filtering all his email community. You know, this whole thing, did you ever watch that show? What was it called? What's the one with Ari something, the Ari guy from LA? I think he invested in the UFC, Ari Gold. If you have to have a homosexual filter your communications, you're a pussy. Keep it real. Drink it down, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you and your little LGBTQ PR human shields to run around like pumping up that guy. Look, that guy, Adrian, whatever. He was kind of like a sex symbol, but kind of not. Whatever. You know, maybe I'm not hip, but you know, it was a good show. I liked it. I like Johnny better, a little better, the Viking Johnny. But, or Turtle. Well, I don't know about Turtle. But Slow and Steady does win the race. So, you know, sometimes it does. I think so. That's another metaphor I'm not sure about. Let me see here. Responsible long-term business strategy. Yes. And honestly, I think the only way to do it in America with a K is with the sole proprietorship. And you better believe it's a fucking hell of an uphill battle to get any intellectual property under your own control without a whole, you know, board of people with oversight and investors and other nuisances you know, telling you what you can and can't say for fear of, you know, offending the masses. Yeah, so my company is a sole proprietorship. Believe it or not, I figured out how to. Don't even ask. It was ridiculous. But the brainstorming I went through with my African American business partner, I'll tell you his name, is David Dorsey, and Clarence Steptoe. Clarence Steptoe died. He left this world. You know, he was bleeding from credit debt from even like a $2,000 investment in our drones technology, and you know, he was dead within a year. God rest his soul. He was a good guy. I liked him. He was a cool guy, valuable person that, you know, to work with. But, you know, they didn't want to do anything like, you know, non-peaceful with it. Whatever, you know. Whatever. I wish them the best. But yeah, so I know how serious it is. If you work for something like 3M for like 30 years and you know how competitive like marketing is and coming up with branding, if you sleep on your competition for like a second, you know, that can hit one right out of the park on you. And I really integrated. I really listened to what he said. I did my best. He kept breaking, like, it's got to be as easy as like a third grader understand. And I couldn't wrap my mind around like this easy third grader. A third grader has to like look at your inventions and be like, oh, I see what it is. If you have to use like geek speak, like algorithms and like all this stuff, like, you know, good luck for consumer appeal in the future robotics market, you know. Do you think you're really going to sell like lots of robots named like Siri? It's not even a good name. Like it's mediocre, or Ted, you know, like a white robot named Ted, you know, like, come on, come up with something better. You know, we came up with Gizmo, a contraction of the words, Gizmo plus owl for like a night vision drone that could potentially be used for law enforcement and military. And just the name, if you've watched movies like RoboCop, or like Clash of the Titans, or even a Blade Runner, you know, there's things like robotic owls, but you know, it may not come to market. You know, the Gizmo, like night vision drone systems for law enforcement, but it could. Anything can happen in America with a K. So yeah, what was I going to say? Because these, you know, I don't want to talk anymore about vampires, but they exist, and you know. If you're in law enforcement and you think it's a conspiracy theory to say anything about vampires, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, we're closing in on close to 20 minutes, and I've always tried to be considerate of my customers, clients, or even potential customers, clients. I do, like, if somebody emails me back, or emails me a business proposal, I will probably answer, you know. I'll try not to leave you in the dark. But what was I going to say? Yeah, like condensed information. I used to make information products. You know, I was hip to the whole info thing a while back. And it's information warfare is probably as real as combat on the streets. Anyway, yeah, so that's my next audio, and stay tuned.